Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. From the tree, she would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do, God will understand. So now you feel just inside, you do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Don't you be
welcome. This is the Ready Church. This is Alejandro La Gente with the Ready Church, and we are going to be talking about pagan or tradition. We're going to be talking about some of these holidays and the origin of Christmas. We're great to have our special guest, Sister Johnson. Welcome.
Welcome. Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Amen. So, right into this, we're going to pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you. We thank you for this discussion that we're going to have. We thank you for all the listeners that are tuned in, God, to hear the truth, because they want the truth, and the truth shall make us free. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen. So we're going to open up the floor to our guest, and she's just going to talk a bit about the subject, which is the origin of Christmas. And we're going to examine, is it just a tradition? Is it pagan? Is it biblical? So the title that we have, is it basically talking about, is it pagan or tradition or, we're just going to just get into it right now.
Amen. Welcome. Praise the Lord, Ready Church. Thank God for all our listeners here tonight. Tonight we really want to talk about the origin of these so-called celebrated holidays. One in particular, we want to talk about Christmas tonight. We know that if you look around, Christmas is a holiday and it's shared and celebrated by many religions. But it should not be celebrated by the true and the living Church of Jesus Christ today. It should not be celebrated by the disciples of Christ, because really Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. And we want to take you to the scripture tonight, which would be Jeremiah chapter 10. And we want to read from that tonight, starting at verse 1. It says, "Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, learn not the way of the heathen." The word heathen tonight means a person that does not acknowledge God. That's what the word heathen means, a person that does not acknowledge the true and the living God tonight. It says, "And be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain. For one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speaketh not. They must needs be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good." Thank you, Jesus. We know that devil is a liar. We thank God tonight, because that word here is a description of a Christmas tree. So we, as the saints of God tonight, should not be putting up Christmas trees in our houses. These If you can look in the Bible, it was an idol. When the people started to cut down these trees and started to deck them with silver and gold, they became idols. And these were something that the people, the heathen, they were worshiping these Christmas trees. So we're just going to tell you what the Word of God says tonight. If you are a Christian and you want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, we're trying to give you truth here at the Ready Church. So when we find out truth, you know, we are ordained by God to expose the enemy, and we're going to do that by providing you with the truth. And we thank God for the truth, which is the Word of God on tonight. The date of December the 25th for my study comes from Rome and was a celebration of the Italic god Saturn and the rebirth of the sun god. This was done long before the birth of Jesus Christ. People were worshiping the sun god long before, you know, Jesus' birth. So Christmas has nothing to do with Jesus' birth once again. To God. In Germany, it talks about the evergreen tree and how it was used in worship and celebration of the Yule God and also in observance of the resurrected sun god. The evergreen tree was a symbol of the essence of life and was regarded as a symbol in fertility worship. Witches and other pagans regarded the red holly as a symbol of the menstrual blood of the Queen of Heaven, also known as Diana. The Hollywood was used by witches to make wands. The white berries on the mistletoe, a lot of people hang up these mistletoes and you stand under it and you're supposed to kiss people. This has nothing to do with Christ. The white berries of mistletoe were believed by pagans to represent droplets of the semen of the sun god. Both holly and mistletoe were hung in doorways of temples and homes to invoke powers of fertility in those who stood beneath and kissed, causing the spirit of the god with the liturgy and goddess to enter them. So when you're bringing all this stuff that's not like God into your home, you're opening up yourself to demonic spirits on tonight. To go back to what the word Christmas means, it has nothing to do with Christ. It means Christ and mass. The word mass means death, and that's what the enemy comes to do through deception. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy you. This holiday was brought into the church by the Catholic system. It was brought in by the Roman Catholic Church. So this has nothing to do with Christ once again. The only thing we want you to know here is when Christ was born again into your life. Do you know Christ in the pardon of your sins? It's not about Christmas. It's not about all these traditional holidays. It's about being born again. The Bible says you must be born again. So we thank God that the word Christmas is strictly a Roman Catholic word. It has nothing to do with the true and the living God on tonight. I'm just going to let our other guests.
Well, we see that it's not a Christian, you know, celebration. It's, you know, it's pagan. And so, you know, basically with the title that we had with pagans or tradition, well, certain things that might be tradition, we might hang on to because, you know, some people might try to use in Second Thessalonians, if we go there, and it talks about in the 15th verse where it says, therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle. Tradition is nowhere to be found in the Bible. It's not found in the word. Christmas is not a tradition that we should be indulging in. It's pagan. Its roots, as our sister Johnson just read, you know, this is not something that we need to hold to. You know, whether we've done it in the past, whether you've purchased, you know, gifts or anything, I know that a lot of people like to work all these hours, and then they say that, you know, Santa Claus put all these presents under the tree and different things like that. I even heard Shirley Caesar, she sings the old Christmas tree, how lovely are your branches, and then she starts talking about that when she thinks of the Christmas tree, she thinks about the tree that Christ was hung on, and trying to develop all of these things that is really stem from paganism, okay? This is not a tradition that you should hold to. This is, you know, this is a pagan tradition. This is something that is not godly. It's not in the Word. You know, like if your parents had taught you, you know, to serve the Lord and Jesus Christ, and you know, you train your children in the same way, and, you know, you might go to church or different things like that, and you might see that, you know, that standard set, and, you know, as in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter in the 15th verse, and, you know, you see that there. But this, you know, all these things, you know, when it says that you have to assemble yourselves and not to forsake it, and, you know, you see those different things that you might say, okay, going to church is tradition or anything like that, but, you know, the assembling of yourselves together with the saints, we are supposed to do that. And this Christmas thing is just pagan. This roots is pagan. I know sometimes maybe you've been to church and the person might talk about some Yuletide season or something like that, and tell us some more about what you found in your research.
Yes. The Yule is also a god. The Yule is also the representative of the Yule god, and we should not be worshiping any other god. God says to worship any other gods but him. This is all pagan worship, as our speaker said before me. Also, we know that there are traditions and there are customs that people have held for years with their family, but once you come into the knowledge, once God's opened up your understanding to his word, there are just some things that you have to give up in order to follow after God. You know, he said, behold, all things become new in your life. Old things are passing away from us. Once God opens up our understanding and shows us truth, we have to follow truth. We have to get new customs. Get accustomed to praying. Get accustomed to reading your word. Get accustomed to coming to church and being around the saints. I mean, I don't care if mama did it, your daddy did it, whoever did it. Once you come to the truth for the knowledge, you have to find that within yourself to say, I'm going to follow Christ. He says, pick up your cross and follow me. So I've decided, you have to say, I've decided to follow Jesus, and no turning back tonight. We got to give up some things tonight. God gave his only begotten son to whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus gave up his life for us. We can't give up Christmas, going running out here spending our money, parents, single parents out here spending all their money trying to go get your child a toy or a computer that they want, and then your lights out, you can't pay your bills. Get some wisdom in this last hour. In all you're getting, get some understanding of what God is trying to tell us here tonight. We just thank God for his word. I thank God for even opening up my knowledge to this nonsense. This is not about Christ. This is not about why Christ came. He didn't come for the mistletoe. He didn't come for the Christmas tree. He didn't come for presents. He came to die for you and for me. He came and gave his life. He shed his precious blood for us. And I thank God for that on tonight. I just thank God for being saved. Thank you, Jesus. There's no good thing in your flesh tonight. You got to tell your flesh, no, no, no. I'm going to follow the way of the Lord. I'm going to follow his word. His word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light unto our path. It leads us from earth to glory. His word is supposed to lead us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. This is a ritual. Christmas is a ritual. The Catholic Church does a ritual in their mass involving the death of Christ. You know, and God is not dead. He's yet alive. I can feel him in my hands. I can feel him in my feet. I feel him all over me tonight. So he's not dead, so they can keep on doing their rituals. But we're not celebrating Jesus' death. We're celebrating his life on tonight. And we thank God that he was resurrected on the third day. He got up out the grave. He's no longer dead. He's alive, and he's sitting on the right hand of the Father. And we thank God that he's sitting high, he's looking low, and he's looking at these so-called ministers and preachers and allowing all this stuff to take place in the church. They're bringing the Christmas trees, we're doing the Christmas plays, we're doing all these rituals in God's house, and he is not pleased on tonight. So we just thank God for the Ready Church on tonight. We are just trying to help people leave this earth. We got to leave here. All this stuff going to be left behind. You're out there at Walmart the night for Black Friday. People got a long line waiting in line to spend your money. You waiting in line to give away your money. You know, it just don't make no sense. You could be home with your family. You standing outside in a line. People losing their life, might lose their life tonight. Running in the store, being trampled, trying to go buy that one gift that your child wanted. May be your very life tonight. Come on, wake up. Come on, we got to wake up. We're trying to help you. Thank you, Jesus. So I thank God for the word on tonight. We celebrate Jesus every day. It's not just one day, but when you give your life to Christ, you celebrate him every day. Every day we give thanks. Every day we tell the Lord, thank you, Jesus, for just waking us up this morning. He's providing for us. He's making ways. He's covering us. He's keeping us tonight. And we just thank the Lord. We're going to celebrate Jesus every day here at the Ready Church. It's not just one day. Okay, let's tell you about some things that's wrong with Christmas. For one, to say that Jesus was born on December the 25th, it's a lie. We don't know when Jesus was born. I know the day that he was born in my heart, and I thank God for that tonight. Trees, wreaths, holly, mistletoe, and the like are strictly forbidden as pagan and heathen. To say that these are Christians or that they can be made Christian is a lie. The Lord never spoke of commemorating his birth, but rather commanded us to remember the sacrifice of his sufferings and death, which purchased our salvation. Think about it. How can we worship and honor God by involving ourselves with customs and traditions which God himself forbids as idolatry? All of this is idol worship. Can we convince God to somehow Christianize these customs and the whole pretense and lie of Christmas so we can enjoy ourselves? Can we obey through disobedience? No. God says our obedience is better than any sacrifice. So don't come bringing your Christmas presents into the house of God. He doesn't want it. Don't say happy birthday, Jesus, because it's not his birthday. Every day is Jesus' birthday. Thank you, Jesus.
Things were established, in this report by Sister Johnson. And, we have to think and we have to start changing, things that we do, even though, it might have been done for, about different things, Christmas and, all these presents and different things. But, so what is right about Christmas? Nothing. Nothing is right about Christmas. So if you have these items or different things in your house, you might have been trying to, get set up this season for Christmas or something like that, you don't need to, be participating. You don't need to take part in these, unfruitful works of darkness. So, you have to reprove them. You have to expose them. They're being out in the open, and people are, gravitating to these pagan traditions and idolatry and different things. We have to not take no part in it. So if you have these things, You need to remove them. I'm not telling you what to do in a sense that's saying that you have to do it, but if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you want to follow that straight way to heaven, you need to get these things out of your house. You need to start, getting your house in order, in line with the word of God. So, is there anything that anybody could do to try to hang on to any of these things? Maybe we'll try to keep the Christmas tree, What would you say about that?
No, I think they need to get rid of that Christmas tree. I can share a story with you. When I found out about the truth about Christmas tree, guess what? I drug the whole tree, bowls and everything right out the door. In the trash you go. So once you find out the truth, what you do with it is what you do with it. But if you want to do what's right, and according to Jeremiah chapter 10, it tells us that not to follow the way of the heathen. We can no longer follow the way of the heathen, because if you continue these traditions and customs, guess what? Your children and your grandchildren are going to do the same thing, and you're leading them down the road to destruction tonight. And we know that there are a lot of people on that wide road, but me, myself, I want to stay on the straight and the narrow road, that road that leads to life. And I want to lead my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren down that same road. I don't want to see them lost. You know, I gave up tonight following my family down to North Carolina because I have decided to follow Jesus. And for me, it's no turning back. Some things, you know, even if it's your family, they don't want to follow the way of the Lord, then so be it. But you got to continue on if you want to see Christ. And I want to see him in his power of his resurrection. You know, I ain't been running this long time and lose my soul over what? Over a Christmas tree, over a present, over going and be with family who don't respect you and don't care about you, don't honor you for the person that you are in Christ. Come on, it's time to wake up. Some things you're going to be separated one day anyway. So it might as well be right now if they don't want to follow Christ. God bless you, Ready Church. Love you.
I was thinking about, you know, some of these things, like, you know, you talked about, you know, the Hollywood was used by witches to make wands, and I started thinking about all the, you know, different types of things that goes on in, you know, in Hollywood in and of itself, although you were talking about a particular wood, the Hollywood, you know, and all the, you know, the witches were using that to make, you know, wands and, you know, all this magic and different things and all this, you know, globalization and different things that, you know, Hollywood proliferates to, you know, society. You know, they're telling you got to buy this tree, you got to go out to Walmart, get online, all this stuff. And, you know, they're influencing a lot of people, you know, in Hollywood. So, you know, and that was a, you know, significant point that she made about that, Hollywood. But, you know, there's a number of things, you know, you need to know that, you know, you don't need to be telling your children about Santa Claus, because if you do, you're telling them a lie. It will be, you know, it's not necessary that you tell them that about, you know, Santa Claus coming down the chimney. He's not. You're lying. You need to stop lying to your children. You need to stop lying to yourself. Yes, they told you that mostly all your life, but, you know, now you know the truth. So what will you do with the truth? The truth will make you free. So, you know, Santa Claus was not related to Jesus Christ. Santa Claus is a myth. You know, people talking about he lives in North Pole and all this other stuff, you know. So you need to understand that you are inviting, you know, pagan traditions and things that is not of God, you know. And, you know, we establishing, you know, Jeremiah, the 10th chapter and the, you know, second verse, it talks about what the Lord says, that you learn not the ways of the heathen. So we don't want to go in the ways of the heathen. There's destruction in that path. So, you know, just Santa Claus, whatever way you're trying to, you know, conceptualize things and, you know, make it seem okay to you because everybody else is doing it. Car road is destruction. It's, you know, it weighs heavy, and it, you know, it's going to weigh heavy, and it's going to bust through hell. And so, you know, it's leading you down that destructive way. You know, no, Santa Claus was not related to Jesus Christ or anything like that, you know. So you need to, you know, be, you know, open to the truth, you know. When the truth is made available and open to you, you know, it's what you do with it. So different things like that. We turn it back over to the guest. Chili Jakes, he has a movie that's coming out, you know. I believe it's, you know, that movie that's coming out, something about, you know, Black Nativity or something like that. Don't run out to go see these movies. Learn not the way of the heathen. T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes is not leading you to Christ. He is a puppet for this, you know, elite group that is, you know, that is really leading people down a destructive path. And, you know, they set these people up in these places. These men were ordained for such a time as this. And, you know, those things that we see, even some of those ministers, T.D. Jakes, and, you know, even Hollywood and, you know, Walmart, just all this proliferation of this pagan holiday is going to be in your face. Yes, it's going to be at your job. Yes, somebody's going to try to come to you and try to offer you some of these presents. No, you don't need to accept their present. No, you don't need to accept their present. You need to, you have an opportunity right there to present the truth, and you need to tell them what you've learned. Because once you learn truth, you want to give out the truth to somebody else. You don't want them to be in bondage, because that's what they've been in. They're trying to give you a gift. They don't know. You have opportunities to let them know the truth, and the truth is found in Jesus Christ. So that's, you know, you don't need to go to that, you know, that festivity that they're going to have, telling you to bring, you know, bring this dish for the potluck. No, you don't need to do that. You know, you need to think about what you're doing. You know, in any regard of the participation of this, you know, you try to think of different people that might, you know, need a gift or something like that. You just, you know, are trying to figure out some way that you can participate in it. No, you don't need to participate in it. It's the devil. It's the enemy trying to, you know, trying to make things look like it's, you know, that it's good, but it's not. He disguises himself as an angel of light. So, you know, you need to know that that's poison. It is not light. It's darkness. When they come into you with that poisonous present, that pretty present that you think it looks so good and it's wrapped so pretty with the nice, you know, bow on the top of it, just tailor-made, especially for you, you don't need to accept it. You don't need to accept what's clearly and blatantly from the enemy. You know, these traditions and different things like this ungodly tradition, idolatry, was, that was once cut off and then end up back, you know, in the churches, you know, went off the scene for about 20 years that people didn't even celebrate Christmas, and then it just all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Everybody else is doing it. So what the world is doing, people say, okay, we're going to start including this in the church, but we're going to have a different form of it. Okay, we're just going to have Santa Claus as Jesus Christ now, and, you know, we're going to just try to have him coming down the chimney or something, all these different things. You know, riding down the sleigh and, you know, in the aisle of the church or something like that. It's not of God. No. You need to get a grip. You need to, know it's not the truth when you're following this pagan, you know, idolatries and all these different things. You know, you just can't have the, you know, the some people want some biblical things, and then they want it to be spiced with some paganism. You don't want no spices, no seasonings, of no pagan traditions included with the Bible. It doesn't work, okay? You have faith all the way and belief in his word, you know. So, you know, faith without works is dead. So, you know, you got to exercise and do the whole truth. You got to do the whole truth. You know, you can't exercise what's false in your life. You can't gravitate to that. I'm saying the word, that word, but, you know, you can't do the false things and include that with the truth and then think it's going to work and think you're going to end up in heaven. It's not going to work. You're learning the ways of the heathen. So we thank Sister Johnson, and she has some other things to say. We're going to turn it over to her.
Yes, I would like to go back how the church had got away from this tradition that was brought in by the Catholic Church. In England, as the Authorized Bible became available to the common people by the decree of King James, we're talking about the King James Bible, people began to discover the pagan roots of Christmas. They started to read the Word of God, which we read to you, which was in Jeremiah chapter 10, which are clearly revealed in the Scripture. So as the people were reading the Word, their hearts were being convicted, and they began to turn away from this celebration because it is really a part of witchcraft. So we just thank God. The Puritans in England and later Massachusetts colony outlawed the holiday as witchcraft. So if we're a saint, what we got to do with witchcraft? We shouldn't be having anything to do with witchcraft, okay? So God don't have anything to do with witchcraft according to the Word. Now, the end of the 19th century, when other Bibles, I need to get away from these other Bibles. You got the NIV, the NLT, all these other Bibles have changed the Word of God. You got a lot of philosophers, and they're putting their hands in the Bible. The devil has put his footprints in the Bible. So people are changing the Word to fit their lifestyles now. Some people may be homosexual, so they don't want to take that out of the Bible, so they got to make a new version of the Bible. So, no, we're going to stick here with the King James Version of the Bible at the Ready Church. That's the only Bible that we know tonight. So we want you to get away from the NLT and the NIV and everything that's not like God. We need you to get away from it tonight. Okay, so that's when this spirit came back again, because these new Bibles came back out, and they took people away from the real Word of God, and then people started to celebrate this so-called holiday, a traditional holiday again. And we just thank God for everything that has been said tonight. We pray that our prayer to you tonight is that your heart will be open to receive the Word of God with joy, with gladness. And we pray that the Word of God will change you from the inside out. And to God be the glory for everything that was said and done.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless your holy name, God. We thank you for this conversation, God. We thank you for the listeners, God. We pray that someone would be changed, God, that their hearts and their minds and their soul would be turned over to you, God, that they would walk in the light and not in darkness, God, because you are the light, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Johnson, God. We thank you for, you know, touching her heart, God, to come out and share with us tonight on this blog talk. We thank you, and we honor you, and we give you all the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. The devil is deceived.
God is exalted, and Jesus Christ is
still Lord. Ready, Church. God bless you. You can call in. You can call in at 818-691-7304.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's all right. And they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you want to do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side. And still dating, man. Don't you be
Johnson was talking about, you know, some of the different things, like even, you know, I'll say this first. I was thinking about, you know, Christmas. You can't try to think that, you know, that it's not what it, you know, blatantly is. You know, it's encompasses death. You know, so Jesus Christ is life. He is risen from the dead. He is alive. So that's, we need to be celebrating Jesus Christ and not in this way that they're trying to portray, you know. And, you know, it has nothing to do with Christ, you know. So we need to not try to make excuses, you know, in no kind of capacity. As I said, you know, don't try to say that, you know, that, you know, you want more of Christ, you know, because, you know, looking at the Christmas or the end of it said March, which is more in Spanish. You know, no, it's not saying more of Christ, no, or any type of things. We want to draw some of these things that some of these people might be, you know, trying to do. So, no, you don't need to, you know, participate in this. This is clearly, you know, satanic, and the roots have been, you know, discovered and everything. I noticed that Sister Johnson was talking about, you know, some of the Bibles and different things. But, you know, if you want to base your life upon something, you want to follow the truth. You don't want to be getting, you know, words from here and there. And, you know, if you want to base your life upon something, you want to stick with one version. You're going to stick to one version. And, you know, God is going to open up your understanding. You know, if you're lacking, you need to ask. You know, God is going to give it to you, you know, and there's going to be a Christian brother or sister around you somewhere, a believer, saint, is going to help you, you know, along the way. You know, God is able, you know, and so I was thinking about that, and I was also, you know, thinking about, you know, how some of the versions, you know, even ones that have, you know, that you can celebrate Christmas now, but, you know, because they're making so many different ones. There's even a gay Bible called the Queen James Bible. They're trying to distort the truth. And so, but I'm going to say that some things that are, sure, there's some things that are in the NIV, some things that are in the LIT, the NLT, the New Living Translation, and, you know, the NIV, the New International Version or something like that. There's going to be different things in these Bibles that are going to be true, but there's a lot of poison in there too. And then there are some people that might be strong, and, you know, just because a person might be strong and not believing the Lord or anything like that, you might roll up upon something that you thought was truth and it might be false. So you want to stick with, you know, one Bible. You want to stick with the King James Version. That's preferably what we do here at the Ready Church. And, you know, so that's, I figure those are some good points, you know, to know. As I did the study on the Westcott and Hort, and the, you know, somebody sent me some information out there from the audience. And I looked over that, and then there was also some information that about the Rupert Murdoch with the NIV Bibles, and how he was plaguing the, you know, the churches, because the churches are using, a lot of churches are using the NIV, and then they're studying from these iPads, which, you know, some of these electronic devices has ways of just making, you know, scripture say that it's not saying. So you need to be careful with that as well. You could be thinking that you're reading one version, and then they changed it completely and have you, you know, quoting something that is not even of the King James Version or of the Bible that you are thinking that you're reading from. So those are significant points in it. And as I said, yeah, there are some truths in different ones, but, you know, you want to stick with the whole truth. We want to know the whole truth, you know.
I would just like to add, season was about Jesus Christ. Then why doesn't it say Jesus Christ? We know that the word Christ tonight means anointed one. But as I read the Bible in Matthew 1:21, it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So it's not just because they got Christmas and you're trying to make an excuse, because Christ to us the true and the living saints are, it means anointed one. But we want to say Jesus Christ. Jesus, if it was all about Jesus, if this holiday was about Jesus, then it would be Jesus Christ. And it's just Christ must. So don't be deceived in this last hour. We know that the name of Jesus has power, and God said that he sent him because he was coming to save his people from their sins. And because this world does not want to give up their sins, they don't want to hear the name of Jesus Christ. But we here at the Ready Church are going to blow the trumpet tonight.
Right. And I was noticing that, you know, some people like to sing this song. I actually know a person that actually had this song on their phone, and I, you know, explained to them, you know, that song is, you know, you don't know what you're, you know, listening to. The young lady that had it, she had the Ave Maria. That's a very popular song around, you know, Christmas time. You know, it's dealing with, you know, Catholicism, and it's prayer to Mary, it's the Hail Mary. So you don't need to be singing these songs. You don't need to, you know, be having any participation with that. No, you don't need to be saying, I wish you a Merry Christmas or Feliz Navidad, a todos or nothing. You need to denounce this stuff. You need to go away from, you know, this stuff that is not truth. You need to have no fellowship with this darkness, you know, because it's coming as, you know, an angel of light, this Christmas stuff, you know, but it's not. No, you don't need to decorate your house or sanctify it unto these idolatric gods and all these stuff and, you know, pagan gods and, you know, idolatry or different things like that. No, you don't need to set up the mistletoe. You know, we already told you about that, you know, having semen of, you know, of the sun god all over your head. No, you don't need to do that, okay? So you don't need to have any dealings with this. You know, it's the truth.
Jesus is the light of the world. So like he said, if you got Jesus in your life, then you already a light. You don't need all those bright lights from the tree hanging all around your house, on the outside of your house. And folks don't know who to follow in these days. We the church, and we supposed to be the light, and we got to have all these lights, all these figures of Santa Claus and the reindeers on top of our houses. What in the world? No, we carry our light everywhere that we go. Even if you cut off a light and you're sitting in the room with darkness, we shine it. We don't need all this stuff in our house. We are supposed to be the light of Christ in these dark and dying days. People's lives are at stake, and people are losing their souls, and we're more concerned about going Christmas shopping than about telling someone about Christ. And I just thank God for the minister here. When he even talked about at your workplace, you got to take a stand. You know, people are going to present you with presents and try to come and get you to participate, but it's up to you. You got to be able to take a stand, or you want to fall for anything. God bless you.
So you don't need to. You don't need to feel bad in any way. No, you do not. You need to feel good about the truth, about the Word of God. You know, that's revealed. No, you don't need to say, "Oh, they're taking it away from the children. Oh, my kid's not going to have a Christmas present." Oh well, you giving them the truth, and the truth shall make them free. You giving them the greatest gift. The gift of Jesus Christ is the greatest gift that can be given. You know. So take heed to what you have learned here today and the origins of Christmas, and thank you for staying tuned. God bless you. Ready Church.
Put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. told Adam it's all right, and they both took a bite and lost their lives.